Hey, it's John Jay. You're about to listen to today's full show podcast. Once you're done with this and you want more John Jay and Rich, go to johnjayandrich.com and check out our whole family of podcasts. Behind the Glass with Bill and Delaney, Afterwards, How to Become a Terrible Person with Grant, and so much more. They're all at johnjayandrich.com.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet.
I just flipped the switch.
What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
So today is Friday, October 23rd. It's John Jay and Rich. And today is a very special day. Do you know what today is?
I don't know.
I did some research and here, this is, listen to what today is.
October 23rd is National Crocs Day.
Crocs, 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 Crocs.
I know what you're thinking. Crocs, Crocs are ugly.
I'll wear my Crocs so I don't step on Crocs.
Crocs.
Crocs in socks. I don't want no flip-flops. C-R-O-C-S. They're comfy, happy, they feel good.
Crocs Day. Today's National Crocs Day. And I got my Bieber Crocs yesterday.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I posted pictures of them in the cool bag they came in.
But you're not wearing them right now.
Well, there's a reason. I put them on. I wore them last night a little bit. I got dressed this morning and this outfit that I have here. And I put them on and they looked really stupid. I even took a picture of them with them on. And I even, after I put them on, I was like, this is how lost I was. I Googled, how do you wear Crocs with sweatpants? And then it even popped up. And when I wrote in, how do you wear Crocs with sweatpants? It filled in the sentence with jeans. So I clicked on that for fun. And I looked at it and everybody in there, all the models looked, okay, that looks good. But then when I put it on, it looks stupid. I have a size 13 shoe, size 13 foot. And with the Crocs, it looked like my Dutch ancestors because they wore wooden shoes. These Crocs, the Bieber Crocs, are yellow. They literally look like Dutch wooden shoes. They're humongous. I'll post pictures of them, but I threw them in my yoga bag. So I think they're going to become like my yoga shoes because I just, as much as I wanted to be, I'm wearing my Bieber shoes today, everybody. Look how down I am into pop culture. They're in my car right now. Like, I could go get them and bring them in. But A, they didn't look right with socks, but everyone's wearing them with socks, or you wear them without socks or with shorts. I just couldn't. There's just something wasn't right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see you rock them.
They're comfortable, though.
Just wear, like, I don't know, like all black.
Maybe that's what black. I have, except for this jacket. I mean, I have a black shirt on, black sweats, black socks, and bright yellow Crocs.
Go with your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your gut says.
Oh, my goodness. But it's National Crocs Day today. So because of Rich, making fun of Rich, by the way, I can't get this song out of my head. This is going to be a smash. It has to be. I can't stop it. Maybe I'm all Biebered out now because I got the Crocs. But I'm like walking out of the shower, I'm walking down the hallway, and I can sing this song all the time.
It's a great song.
It's got to be a hit, right?
I think so. I think it's going to go far.
Yeah, it's got to be. Anyway, so it's National Croc Day.
Anyway. I'm bummed that you're not wearing your Crocs.
They're in the car. Like, I can go get them and
just
bring them out here.
Them.
It'd be funny is to see a picture of your little feet, my huge Crocs, because they're boats. They are humongous.
Like when my 3-year-old puts on my shoes.
Yeah, they're humongous. I mean, I feel like they're too big for me, but my feet take up the whole boat.
Mm.
I mean, and what's cool about it, I remember when my kids were little and they were wearing Crocs, every once in a while it'd be like a big deal to go get one of those pins you put in the Crocs, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're cheating because the shoes come with the pins in them already.
Oh, they do?
They got Drew pin. In fact, they're just yellow Crocs, but they have Drew pin in them, and they have a couple other pins. I didn't look at them.
Yeah, they're a little customized.
I could give you some of Easton's. We have a bunch of Lightning McQueen pins, and then you could, like, customize them.
You know what I picture? I picture Mickey Mouse. When you talk about your yellow Crocs, they're
That's
so
good.
Big because he has yellow shoes.
That's good. I mean, I can show you. They're really awkward, man. I mean, they're... But they sold out in minutes. I mean, look. Hold on. This is me wearing them this morning.
Yeah.
They're humongous.
Yeah.
They look like giant cheese. And they just don't look cool, but they're huge. Everyone, my son's basketball team, almost half the basketball team wears Crocs. You either wear Crocs or slides.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I know like the basketball players on my son's team are really cool. You know, so it's
I'm watching this internal battle in your head right now. Like, I should wear them because they are Justin Bieber Crocs. But you're like, I
they
can't.
They don't look they don't nothing. There's certain things. Like my friend, I have this friend of mine. I told you guys about him. You've met him before. Brad. Brad is 6'7". Was a big guy. And he would wear like the tightest jeans. He'd wear whatever. And he just didn't care. So a lot of fashion, I think, is attitude and confidence.
Sure. Yeah.
And I have zero confidence and stuff. So I know that if I would wear the same clothes that he would wear, it wouldn't look right on me because I have no confidence. Like, he'd probably wear Crocs and walk in the room and be like, F you, to the room. And he'd be like, everyone would be like, that looks cool on him, right? I can't do that. I should have my own clothing brand called Zero Confidence.
Oh, no. That would be sad. Right.
I'd like to see what that fashion show looks like.
People slouched over. Yeah. Walking down the runway kind of slow, dragging their feet.
Just peeking around the corner. Not really getting on camera.
And then when you're done with your runway, they get the moderator goes, Gap! That's when you know your part's done.
Every song on the runway is the Justin Bieber Love Me song. Yeah.
And the audience just goes, no. No. And that's my clothing line. Because that's how I feel every time I get dressed.
Wearing a hoodie pulled up from Zero Confidence.
Yeah. That's exactly what it should be, man. Anyway, we have a dirty little secret on the line. Buffy has a dirty little secret. Buffy.
Yes.
What's your dirty little secret?
You guys are my dirty little secret.
Go on.
Why would we?
Your morning show. So I live in Chicago area, and I stumbled across your morning show accidentally on the iHeartRadio app, and I have been a loyal listener now via the podcast version, I don't know, since before Easton was born.
Oh, wow.
I just love you guys, and I've told other people here in Chicago, so I guess it's not that much of a secret, but I've given you guys a few more listeners from the area, too. But you guys have taught me so much. I've learned so much from your show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like what? What have you learned?
Well, let's see. So producer Bill needs a raise for everything that he has to deal with. Delano just needs to get some vitamin D.
Oh, hello.
Vitamin D.
Suzette, I just really want to party with Suzette.
Yeah.
I need to party with Suzette. I don't know, like, you need to come to Chicago or I need to come out there. Something's got to happen.
We'll figure it out.
Absolutely. Kyle, you have the patience of a saint. Oh. And actually, I think Blake probably does.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Does.
For sure.
Rich is just lonely.
You want to talk later, Buffy? Let's just talk.
I cry with Rich every day during horoscopes because I am also a Pisces.
Oh, right on.
Yes. And then John Jay has just caused chaos in my vocabulary. So when I talk to people and I'm like, oh, you should see this new documentary I've been watching. They look at me like I'm crazy.
Oh, Buffy.
I know,
so nice.
Nobody gets it. But you guys are amazing. And even because of you, I've downloaded Instagram. I started watching you. I started watching Utopia. You guys, you're my everything every day. I love you guys.
Wow, thank you so much for listening, Buffy. What a great dirty little secret.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, have a great day. Thanks for listening on the iHeartRadio app all the way in Chicago.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
John Jay and Rich.
Even when the show is over, we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John Jay and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or on iTunes.
Hey, real quick. On Disney Plus today, Kyle, the Olaf movie comes out.
Oh. The Olaf movie.
There's an Olaf movie, the history of Olaf. I think it's called Snowman or something like that. It's all about Olaf.
I didn't hear anything about that.
I didn't either. That's fun.
I know.
He's the best.
Also, The Weeknd dropped a new music video for his song Too Late. Did you see it?
No.
It is probably, because producer Bill's in here, we're going to get into Thriller. Thriller, the time Thriller came out, Michael Jackson. Crazy about zombies and stuff. The Weeknd has taken that video to a whole new level. Two girls get plastic surgery. They're driving in the car together. Their faces are all bandaged up. And they find a severed head in the middle of the road.
Oh.
It's The Weeknd. They pick up the head and they hold it in their laps and they're driving. They're looking at the head. They go to their mansion in Beverly Hills and they both start making out with the head. They're making out with this The Weeknd's head. And they're kissing the head and having full-on French kissing his severed head. They call a male stripper. The male stripper shows up at the house, beautiful body, and they slice his head open and they cut his head off, blood everywhere. Ugh. And they sew The Weeknd's head on this stripper. What? And then they both have a threesome with The Weeknd. That video is on JohnJayAndRich.com.
What?
And now I bring you Producer Bill.
Messed up.
The Weeknd.
Yeah. So let's go back to Thriller. Michael Jackson's Thriller, Producer Bill. And what do you have?
And you guys know Thriller, right? Everybody knows Thriller.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the part, though, of the song that I'm talking about in particular, right? Here.
Close at hand, creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood.
All right, so those are the spooky dulcet tones, of Vincent Price.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and just like you were talking about with The Weeknd, like he's updating his. It's almost like a modern day Thriller video.
Right,
they're trying to modernize the Thriller song.
Right.
I don't think you should touch it. I mean, this is a classic song.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're trying to do is trying to modernize Thriller. And look what I found.
Brand new Lamborghini. F*** a cop car. With the pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real rock star? This ain't no guitar, bitch. This is a Glock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. You better let me go the day you need me.
I think those are just rock star lyrics. That's all I think it was.
Wow. Yeah, there might be a little like plagiarism for this new modern Thriller.
And I'm finding more. If I find some more, you want me to bring them?
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah. Roddy Ricch going next level with that, trying to take that out. That's crazy, man. That is crazy. The Weeknd video that I was telling you about, it's up at JohnJayAndRich.com. And there is a parental warning because it is graphic. It is very, like, I gave you the Olaf version.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Horoscopes on a Friday. Let's get to it. John Jay and Rich. Let's get into some horoscopes. What's the vibe today, Susie?
So we'll find out how Scorpio season will affect you because today is the first day of Scorpio season.
Oh, Libra's over Kyle.
It's okay. I enjoyed Libra season.
Oh, man. That Libra season went fast because I just, you know, felt like just yesterday was Virgo. Mm-hmm. Now, man, all right.
So fast.
Well, let's kick it off with the Scorpio. Christy, the Scorpio. What's up, Christy?
Just driving my son to school.
Just blabbing my son to school.
Driving my son. All right, Christy. So
trying not to get caught by the cops.
Yeah. Christy, so it is your season. It's Scorpio season, and according to this, it's time to make some noise. It's time to speak your truth, buy some new lingerie, and forget about everything but that inner truth. There may be some secrets that are exposed around the full moon at the end of the month, but don't try to diminish or cover them up. Let them come out and let the cards fall where they may. There is a surprise encounter in the beginning of November that will give you that fireworks type of moment.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah,
I'm ready for it. I am so beyond ready for it. I need it, like, really bad.
You have a great day then, Christy.
Oh, y'all too. Thank you.
You too. You too.
Bye.
Sherilyn.
Good morning. I'm the Aquarius.
Yes.
All right, for Aquarius, Scorpio season. So it says you're usually calm and cool, but there's a lot of excitement for you this season. Expect romance and long days in comfy beds wrapped up with someone you can't take your eyes off of. It seems this month is all about feelings and monogamy. Be honest with yourself and your partner about any fears you might have.
That's awesome. I'll definitely take it. I'd say bring it on.
You know, they say Scorpio is the most sexual sign, so I feel like there's a lot of romance and sexy stuff for all the signs this season.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's terrific. Thank you.
Bye, Sherilyn.
Bye.
Tambera, what's your sign?
It's Cancer.
All right, for a Cancer, it says that you can be at home in your feelings, but are you comfortable with talking about what's really going on? This dilemma is why you need Scorpio season right now. Being at home is great, but pretending things are good when they're not will only hurt you in the end. So be prepared to have some big eye-opening moments and even some arguments this month.
Oh, God. Okay.
Not the best for Cancer. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Shanae, what's up, Gemini?
Hey. What's going on?
Hey.
Shanae, our favorite Gemini. So this month, you don't have to decide. Maybe this is news to you, but you can be both smart and sensitive, strong and caring, independent and involved, especially with someone you come home to. You'll be asked to face some big truths about how you've been operating and why your walls have cost you some of the things you've said you've wanted. By the end of November, your confidence will wow someone who will challenge you to be a little more vulnerable.
My confidence wow people every day. But okay, so we'll see how that works out. Maybe I just need to just simmer down a little bit.
That's really the whole horoscope. Simmer down a little bit.
I don't want your name to simmer down.
Hey, Rich, I know you over there lonely. You see the little yellow bus I posted for you? You and Buffy could get in it and have y'all a little
Pisces party?
Yes!
Oh, my goodness. You're the best.
With y'all today. I just can't. Y'all have a good one.
Bye, Shanae.
John Jay for Virgo, this season will help you forget about all the reasons you tell yourself it won't work. But you have to be ready to do things differently. Virgo, you have to quit doing things the same old way and instead open yourself up to life being so much better when you forget the plans and allow yourself to enjoy what the universe brings to you. You might have to let go of some people that have hurt you, and there may be tears, but you have to remember your worth.
That is so true.
How do you know it hasn't happened yet?
Mm-hmm. Who hurt you, John Jay?
I know.
Who hurt you?
A lot of people.
Let it go.
You just march into this month with those yellow Crocs with pride.
Yeah. And say bye, Felicia, to those people. Kyle, for Libra, it's not your season anymore, but you're still shaking things up this month. This Scorpio season, everyone will be speaking your language of love. Be careful. Things seem too good to be true with Mercury in retrograde. You may feel sparks and extremely happy, but after this season, things might suddenly change for you. However, note that this is the prime time to own that dark sensual nature you hide most of the year.
That's all I'll say about that.
Rich, for Pisces, this season has some big surprises and changes in store for you. Just don't forget to not pull a disappearing act if you get too scared or stumble into some feelings that are even too big for you. Also, don't be afraid to venture outside of the norm in the bedroom. As this sign is known to be the best lover, you'll feel good if you get a little adventurous in your love life.
Which sign is known to be the best lover?
Ew, Pisces.
Hey, now.
The emotional sign.
Ooh, you can adventure outside the bedroom.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds exciting.
Well, watch out around town.
I didn't even hear the rest of what you said.
Maybe you'll be on top.
Oh, why do you always take it there, John Jay?
You always mess me up.
And for Capricorn. Just move it along.
Together. And for Capricorn, you don't often get carried away, but when you do, the world better watch out. You've been playing it safe for too long. Now is the time to not just speak your truth, but to let go. Do what you want. Scorpio season will help you do just that. Life's too short to just stay within the lines when coloring outside of them is much more fun. So enjoy the process and quit feeling bad about what makes you really happy. It's good for a Capricorn.
That's good stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's something, if we didn't get to your horoscope, put it up at johnjanerich.com, click on Suzette's Walter Mercado face. What's something you're working on for three things we need to know, Kyle?
Some new hope when it comes to treating COVID. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
Nervous about being on the air? Then text us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know today on a Friday?
We have the first fully approved treatment for COVID-19 in the United States. It is remdesivir. Apparently, it shortens the recovery time for hospitalized patients. It can be given to patients who are at least 12 years old and hospitalized. It's pretty pricey, though. A five-day course of treatment costs a little over $2,300 for patients covered by government health programs and over $3,000 for patients who have private health coverage. So,
for five days?
But I mean,
days?
At that point, it's your health and, you know, you got to get better. So I guess they figure that's what they can charge. Southwest Airlines has now said they will no longer block middle seats starting December 1st.
Oh, man.
I know. I thought this was a total bummer.
We're in this together stuff.
This change marks an end to, obviously, that policy and allows the opportunity to fill planes for the typically busy holiday travel season. This might make your day because I know it made mine. Did you know the mullet's back? I mean, look at Miley Cyrus, right? It is
Rihanna
back.
Rihanna was rocking it too.
Exactly. The mullet's back, and there is an official national mullet championship happening right now.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's literally called the USA Mullet Championship. And there's a 14-year-old named Ethan Boldez. He is one of the 10 finalists for the best mullet in America. He is 14 years old, and he is hoping to take home that $500 first prize.
It stands for having a good time and just being fun to be around. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but I might be able to.
He might be able to do it because he has the best mullet. And so he's going to do it.
That's the spirit.
It stands for having fun. Who doesn't love an outlook like that? I know I personally do. And that's three things you need to know.
We got Stacks and Hacks, John Jay Stacks and Rich's Life Hacks.
That's John Jay Stacks and Rich's Life Hacks.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so here's some like Stacks. John Jay Stacks.
John Jay Stacks. This is John Jay Stacks. Later we'll hear Life Hacks from Rich.
A lot of virtual dating going on during the pandemic. So if you've been doing any virtual dating this year, you don't have all the usual body language clues you get from meeting in person, so you have to overanalyze and overthink the clues that you can get. So according to a new survey, those clues are coming from the eyes. So in the survey, people rated eyes as the most important feature in virtual dating. 43% of people flirt with their eyes more than they would in real life. So people try to hold eye contact for around 9 seconds, which is the right length to show that you're interested without coming across as creepy. 10 seconds, you're creepy. You're like all in the computer screen.
Staring.
And if you're not interested in someone, look down or roll your eyes. Those are the best ways that you're like, okay, please.
That's the, I think we're done here.
A couple, and talk about second date update. We do second date update all the time, right? And this is why, I mean, there's hundreds and thousands of these dates every day. A couple in Oklahoma met on a dating app earlier this week. They went on a date and it turned into a high-speed police chase. Whoa. Turns out the guy had a warrant. And he was arrested on several charges. The cops let his date go. I'm pretty sure there's not going to be a second date.
Yeah.
Like, they're probably like, all right, get out of the car. You can go. And she's like, can you imagine like calling her mom? Can you come get me? This date didn't work out. Anyway, I'm not sure it works this way with life, but some people in their 20s and 30s who feel like the pandemic has robbed them of this year, they've decided to opt out of aging. So they're not going to add a year to their age on their next birthday.
Oh, cool. Okay. You
we'll
can do that.
Well, I didn't know it worked that way.
I know. Macy's won't have a Santa Claus at its store in New York City for the first time in 160 years. Oh. I don't know. Macy's that old. The ratings for Game 2 of the World Series reached another historic low. Game 3 is tonight. I didn't even know the World Series was happening. Tim Burton is developing a live-action Addams Family TV series. Tyra Banks is denying reports that she doesn't want Real Housewives cast members on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know why. Why not?
Why would she care?
That's who you put on that show.
Yes.
Tom Hanks has a new movie coming out called News of the World. Have you seen the trailer? The trailer's out now. It's a Western. I watched the trailer. And you know all this stuff about Tom Hanks being like part of that whole ring?
Mm-hmm.
So you watch this trailer for this movie, and it looks really good. It looks like it has Dancing with Wolves potential. It looks like it's got Academy Awards vibe with it, right? But there's this point where he's this old Western guy, and he's got to read the newspaper to some people. And he finds a little girl, a little kid. And he's the little kid. It's one of those old guy, little kid movies, right, where they're together. And people try to buy the kid off of him. He's like, no one's buying this kid. It's a weird scene. Once you know all those rumors about him, it's a weird scene to put in the trailer, I think. Juice WRLD has another album coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How?
He left a lot of music for everyone.
And today, I said it earlier, it's a short film called Once Upon a Snowman, which is about Olaf, the snowman from the Frozen movies. And it is out today on Disney Plus.
I'm excited about that because we've been going like back to old movies like Robots from 2003.
With Robin Williams?
Yeah.
And Ewan McGregor? That's a good movie.
It's a good movie, but I'm good. I'm ready for something new.
So what are our life hacks today, Rich?
How about some weekend hacks? Now, I'm going to try these because I don't know if I totally agree with this, but experts have said how to make your weekend better. So Friday, everybody gets off work. When you go home, you want to get home and like get in your sweats and just start your weekend. So the life hacks, they say, to have a great weekend and hack your way through it, do not go home right away. Stop off and pick up groceries or any errands that you have to do on your way home, so that's off your table. And they say, I've never done this, but they say do your laundry on Friday night. Get your laundry done so it's not looming over you over the weekend. And then you will love this, John Jay. Schedule time for nothing and do nothing.
Well,
schedule it out.
I'm already in my sweats. And most people listening to this are already home. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Well, if you happen to be going into work, don't go home right away. Pick up what you need on your Friday night so you're not like waking up going, oh, we need food, we need whatever.
That like, is get it smart. All done. I like the doing the laundry early or like Friday or during the week because I'm always by like Sunday. I'm like,
because I want to enjoy Saturday and Sunday. I don't want to be cleaning and doing laundry.
Yeah, knock it out.
Knock it out during the week.
For sure.
Speaking of police chases, I was telling about earlier, a shoplifter was in a police chase in L.A. So cops are trying to find him, but the helicopter is up there, right? And finds this and does the whole play-by-play. And in the middle of the police chase, the criminal stops and gets gas.
What?
Never seen that before. And you got to hear the reporter in the helicopter was tracking this guy.
Going to get out and act very strange, maybe even getting gas. Ran into the store once again, went to the pumps. Here he is, back out, a very quick stop, and there he is, pumping the gas. I've always thought about, is there ever a pursuit that they refuel and then keep going? This is it. There he goes, back out. It's a quick pit stop for sure.
Wait, they didn't just arrest him while he was getting gas?
The chase went on for another hour after that.
They had him?
Yes, I know.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
And does it sound like he said he went in to go pay at the...
Like he went in, like, yeah,
I'll do 5 on 12, please. 5 on 12.
Quick, 5 on 12. Middle police chase.
I would even question, like, are you guys chasing me? You sure? Okay,
mom. Like, he probably went and said, like, please see cashier inside. He's like, oh. What if he pulled in? He goes, what side is my pump on? Dang it. He had to back up. He goes the other side. And he goes inside. And he's like, I said, see cashier, quick. I'm in the police chase, quick.
Yeah, well, is he like, did he steal a bunch of diamonds when he's paying for gas for the getaway?
It's so random.
It's so weird.
Also, someone posted a video of a bear up in a tree in Yosemite, right? So they filmed the bear. And the bear's like kind of saying, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. But the bear sounds like somebody famous. Who do you think he sounds like,
that's
Suzette?
Chewy, Chewbacca.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
A real bear sounds like Chewbacca. All right, there's a bunch of new music out today. And Suzette's going to go over all the new music with us next. John Jay and Rich.
Find the full show podcast, the Afterwards podcast, and more from the John Jay and Rich Network. Search John Jay and Rich on iTunes or iHeartRadio.
All right, Suzette's got some new music. New music is out today.
Yes, so we know Ariana Grande dropped a new song. We're playing it every hour for you. It's called Positions. But my guy, Ty Dolla $ign, dropped a new album, and I'm so excited because literally everyone is featured on this album. The album is called Featuring Ty Dolla $ign. Nicki Minaj is on it, Kanye, Big Sean, Mustard, Roddy Ricch, Jhené Aiko, Kehlani. Now, this song is featuring Post Malone, and it's called Spicy.
Shawty so bad, man, shawty so cold. Wanna go out 25 years old. Met her in the club. They were playing Psycho. Now we met JP's and they all rose gold. Tryna bust it for the dollars. Tryna freak, bring her home, girl, and run it. She my spicy little mama. She let me bust a pinata. I buy her all the designer, but she's still leaving tomorrow.
I think that's a hit. I think that's gonna go big. Yeah, so a lot of good songs on that album. Also, I think this song, we've heard it on TikTok. If it's not officially released, it was just going around TikTok, or she's sampling the song. I'm not quite sure, but Saweetie dropped a song featuring Jhené Aiko called Back to the Streets.
You know I get the last word. Pull up in my hood, best dress. Next thing, upgrade, who's next? Rich boy, got him on deck. Good boy, time to refresh. I put my new man on a leash. Traded him out, he was just a lease. Ride around town till I leave. I gave that boy rounds, spin him back to the street. Like la da di da di da. Yeah, I spin him back to the streets. Like la da di da di da.
Yeah.
Back to the streets.
Back to the streets. Send you back to your old hood. On hood, baby, this is for your own good.
Yeah, I think we've heard it on TikTok. I don't know if she's sampling or it's officially released now. But a little more upbeat, Marshmello released a song with Usher called Too Much.
The weight off of your shoulder. I don't care what hour, if it's rain or shower. Whatever you ask of me, you don't have to worry. There's no such thing.
I think.
Is it too much?
I think Usher is so talented, and he was so massive, but he's been out of it for a while. He hasn't had a hit in a long time. Mm-hmm. And if I try to put myself in Usher's head, which is impossible, but just for fun, I think he's like, what? Jason Derulo? Jason Derulo's got a hit song? And Jason Derulo came after me, went away, and came back. He's like, I need to have a hit song. So I think Usher's trying to put stuff out there. And somebody's probably going to say, dude, you need to get on TikTok. You need to have a TikTok hit. That's what I think. Because that's how Jason Derulo came back.
Yeah. Yeah. He does have his Las Vegas residency coming up. So maybe he's also getting new music out for that.
He needs a hit.
Yeah. And Jack Harlow had a big year with What's Poppin', huge song. So he finally released his second song called Tyler Hero.
I brought a gang to the party with me. Five white boys, but they not in sync. What y'all think? Everything that you say about me. My dogs like to play Madden in 2K. But one thing they don't do is play about me. My homeboy Tyler, he playing South Beach. He told me this summer he gonna fix my jumper. I told Boy Wonder that we might got a thumper. I've been trying to pop, now I'm on like Shumpert. Now they on my bumper. Green room chock full of all my comforts. Hotel room like heaven on earth. Got angels in my bed with some all white covers. Ace Pro Nemo, Lucian Keys, Sloop Clay Tufo, and I got a few more I call my brothers. I got a lot of flows and they all like butter.
I like Jack Harlow, so I hope this song does well.
I think there's this trend right now where their hip-hop artists are starting to write songs and name them after NBA artists. Because that's Tyler Hero plays for Miami.
Oh, he does? I didn't know who that was.
Yeah, he's a kid that came from Kentucky, and he's like, his first year, he goes into the NBA Finals, and he was like, did you see that meme where the guy went like this? Arr. That was him. That's Tyler Hero.
Oh.
And then you had Mo Bamba.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Bamba was another guy.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling there's like, you know, people are like, who can I write about?
They're looking at everyone.
Yeah.
That plays basketball.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. That's good stuff. Okay. So last night was the final presidential debate. And Laurel has her own little debate going on with her boyfriend right now. She wants to tell us about it. She sent me a DM and she's like, my boyfriend and I are having this debate. And she asked, she said, can you answer it? He will only accept my answer as the final result of the debate.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So it's kind of like a hash it out, but it's like a Judge John Jay.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. She was like, it was a really interesting question that they asked me. And I thought I was starting to write out the answer. And I said, you know what? Ask on the air. I want you guys to hear it too. Cause I want to hear your guys' opinion. And then since she thinks I'm the expert, she wants my answer. So I'll give my answer, but I kind of want to know what you guys think.
Cool.
All right. So we'll get to that. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right. So, got Lori on the line. She and her boyfriend have a little dilemma, or a debate, if you will, a debate. This is the kind of debate I want to see on TV. And she asked me if I could help. Right. Lori, welcome. How are you, Lori?
I am doing good. Now, I'm excited to settle this, finally.
Yes, yes. So bring it up on the show. Let Rich, Kyle, and Suzette know and exactly what you said to me and how you came to me as the authority, if you will.
So, me and my boyfriend, Matt, we have, I don't know, I guess, like I said, a dilemma or debate, like you said. I'm calling it a foot fetish. He says it's not a foot fetish. So, we need someone to settle it, basically. And then your name was brought up because I meant, because I listened to the show. I've always been listening to the show, and he's new to the show. So, and I told him that you have a foot fetish and maybe you're the good person who can settle it for us, basically.
Mm-hmm. So let's get, he's on the phone right now. Let's say hello to Matt. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing good. Morning.
So you don't think you have a foot fetish?
I don't think I do.
Okay, Lori, walk us through why you think he does have one.
Because basically, he's always bothering my feet, bottom line. It's just like when we're driving, I have to, what did I say in my message? Like the angle towards him so he can hold my feet like we're holding hands, and just stuff like that.
No, come on, say it. Everything you said in the email or in the message you sent me, all the details. You're very specific.
Okay. Okay, so when we're home, you know, he's always rubbing my feet, and like I said, he's always holding my feet like we're holding hands, and then just usually when he's doing that, I'll squeeze my toes, and then, you know, for all intents and purposes, he gets happy.
Okay.
And Matt, you don't think that means that you have a foot fetish?
I mean, I don't think so. Never had one.
Okay.
I don't see why I did. And then I started reading stuff online.
Okay.
And then it don't. Well, don't think I do.
Is it just her feet, or is this something you've been interested in before, or like when you see other feet?
No, it's just her feet and her toes.
But if her feet make you happy, if you know what I'm saying, you would think that it'd be a fetish.
I wouldn't say so, because I never explored that area, and until one day she kind of led onto it, and it just kind of evolved from there.
Okay. All right, so Suzette, do you think he has a foot fetish?
I think he's discovering that he might possibly have a foot fetish.
Right. Kyle, do you think he has a foot fetish?
Yeah, early stages.
Yeah, early stages. Yeah. Yes. And I will tell you, as someone who has one, I think you 100% have one. But here's the thing. Here's what I've learned as the founder of @unfugfeet. Take a look. As a matter of fact, Matt, if you go to @unfugfeet now, the last three pictures are pictures that took a Kyle yesterday, and it is a great photo shoot. I mean, the Kyle's feet love my lens. It's a beautiful photo shoot. But what I've realized since the debut of @unfugfeet are the many, many, many different levels of the foot fetish. There's someone like you are at the beginning stages. I think I'm only at one or two levels above you, and I'm happy at that level. There's a whole other level. There's about 10 other levels that I don't. There's not no interest in those levels of like smelling socks and all kind of pantyhose and then all kinds of other stuff that goes into a dark world of foot fetish.
Yes.
A dark world. I mean, people want toenail clippings.
Yeah.
People ask if Kyle and Delaney if they could get the heel shavings. I mean, it's and that's just stepping on stuff. I mean, it's crazy stuff. I'm he's just discovering stuff. I like looking at the feet, you know, that kind of stuff. Sometimes a couple guys, when they say, do their feet smell? I'm like, I don't know. Unfortunately, I tried to smell Kyle's feet. I couldn't smell any.
You like massaging feet too, though.
Well, because Blake's feet hurt, she's like, so I massage. But like I tried to smell Kyle's feet. I couldn't smell anything. Delaney's feet look like they smell. So I kind of that they don't. Every time we've had to do some guys like tickling feet, that does nothing for me too. You know what I mean? So, but I get it for the guys at Unfug Feet. I'm willing to go there for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are
the sacrifices you make.
Yeah.
But Matt, welcome to the world. I believe you have one. Embrace it. Embrace it.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, Lori sent me a picture of her foot. She sent me one foot, so one foot looks great.
You don't know about the other one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't say about the other one.
Yeah, Matt, embrace it. Be happy.
Your head, both feet in it.
You sent me a picture with both feet? No, you didn't, did you?
I did.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Well, yeah. John Jay, as someone who...
After several messages after bombarding me.
Yeah, I'm like, well, you're going on the air. I better see what these feet look like.
After several years of figuring out that you had this foot fetish and embracing it, what advice do you have for Matt, who is, like, in the beginning?
Just... embrace it.
Like, how does he embrace it?
I mean, just keep massaging. And keep, yeah, like, yeah, and for Lori to let him embrace. That's what my wife's pretty cool with it. You know, to like she's cool
just,
with it.
Like, let you be, not judge, not say anything, just let you kind of have your fun.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because you don't want to.
I'm not complaining about the foot massages.
Right. It's a fun little fetish. I mean, there's like dark ones you don't want to get into. You know what I mean? Like stuff Rich is into.
It's only illegal in some countries.
Can't even bring it up on the air.
Oh my goodness.
What the heck?
No. Again.
Drag me into your dark world.
As long as he's that specific, I don't need to be picturing anything.
Yeah. Rich could start at mushroom stamp.
Wait, you didn't get Rich's vote. This has to be like 444.
What's that?
We have to get Rich's vote, so this has to be 444.
Rich, do you think he has a foot fetish?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so Matt, send some pictures. Have her pose. Look at Unfug Feet, and then we'll send some pictures up on JohnJaneRich.com so people can vote for themselves and see what beautiful feet she has. You're a lucky man, Matt.
All right, thank you.
All right, you guys are a beautiful couple. Thanks for listening, you guys.
Thank you.
And that's a debate right there.
Sure is.
That's a presidential debate.
With a solution. They never have a solution in debates.
That's right. All right, so here's what we're doing next. Shoot your shot. Juliet is a hairstylist, and she has a huge crush on one of her clients. And she wants to confess her love live on our show. Shoot Your Shot is coming up next with John Jane Rich.
Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time for Shoot Your Shot. All right, so we got Juliet on the line. She's going to use our show. I believe this is a romantic Shoot Your Shot. She wants to ask somebody out. Juliet, welcome to Shoot Your Shot with John, Jay, and Rich. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's your situation that you're in? Who do you want to ask out?
Okay, so I'm hoping that you can help me shoot my shot with this guy. His name is Anthony, and he's actually, funny enough, one of my client's sons. And he came in one day, and he's so hot. He's so my type, and I really want to go out with him.
He's your client's son?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a hairstylist, and I do his mom's hair, and I've been doing it for like a year now. And I love her so much. She's awesome. So she talked about her son before in the past, and you know, like I didn't think anything of it because you know I do a lot of mom's hair. They talk about their kids all the time. But then she said he was in law school, and I was like, oh, okay. So I was seeing someone at the time, but now that's like completely over. And she texted me one day and was like, hey, like my son's barber canceled last minute. He really needs a haircut. Do you think you could take him? And, luckily I had an opening, so I was like, perfect, like, tell him to come in. And then, like, holy shit, he walked in, and I was like, ah. Like, I was not expecting him to look like that at all. And I was like, thank you so much, Shannon, like, you just made my whole year. Because he's, like, tall, dark, and handsome, he's over 6 foot, he, just a total smoke show, he had blue eyes, like, nice tan skin. I was like so nervous, but I was like chatting with him and he was kind of like more of a reserved guy, like more laid back and just not really like really. And you know what I mean? A little like standoffish, but when he left, he ended up posting like a story on his Instagram and shouted me out and then followed me. So I was like, perfect. So I followed him back and like replied to it and said like, it looks so great. Thanks for coming in. Nice meeting you. And he saw it, and the message was read, but he just never answered. And I'm like, I really want to go out with him, but I don't know. I feel like I really want to get to know him more. And his mom is such a character, and she would tell me all the time about how he always dates like nightmare girls, and she loves me. So I'm like, perfect. Like we're already a step ahead. I'm like exactly what he needs. And she was like, oh, are you interested? So I said, you know, I really would love to go out with your son. And she's like, perfect, I'll call him right now. And I was like, no. I was like, I'll just do it with John, Jay, and Rich, because like, I feel like that would be very strange if he called, and moms can be kind of pushy, but I just kind of wanted to let her know.
Well, I could tell you just, I think, what's his name?
Anthony,
I think by reading your DM and not responding, in my opinion, very well played move. Mm-hmm. He has the upper hand.
But that would like, does that send?
No, I mean, depending on where we're gonna go. Like if he's wherever he is on where with her, she wants to go out with him. Mm-hmm. Like she's interested. Like she wants him even more now. So the move that he played worked.
The leaving her on red?
Yes, because she's like, I want to go out with him. So now it's like, now it's up to us to connect the two. But you don't want the mom angle, because you say mom's pushy. Because the mom angle, my mom set me up one time and it worked out great, but she was crazy. So my mom and the girl.
Okay. So it worked out. John Jay.
So we're going to call Anthony up, right? And you're going to shoot your shot with Anthony.
Yes. Yeah, this was like 3 weeks ago when I saw him. So,
so then here's the thing, though. I would think then that the mom would give him a heads up then, if she goes, Anthony, like, guess what? What's her name? Juliet's going to call you on the John, Jay, and Rich show.
Yes.
Oh, right?
Maybe.
Sounds like he's going to be ready for it.
But he doesn't know what, you know what I mean?
Well, the mom's going to say, because mom's like, I'll set you up. Let me set him up. No, I'm going to do it on the John, Jay, and Rich show.
Did depends you tell the nosy. Mom not to tell him, Juliet?
I just kind of said, like, you can bring me up and mention me, but I want to be the one to, like, actually ask him out. So I don't know. I don't think he knows I'm interested.
I mean, it doesn't matter, because we're still going to call him and say, you're going on the air with him. Yeah. It's not like there's an element of surprise, like second date update of War of the Roses. I mean, it doesn't matter. So, all right, we'll get him on the phone. We're going to get him on the phone and we're going to find out, if he will go out with you. Shoot your shot. Let's shoot your shot. Continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We got Juliet on the line. She wants to ask this guy out by the name of Anthony. Now, Anthony's the son of Shannon. Shannon is one of her clients. Juliet is a hairstylist. One day, she had to cut Anthony's hair, and she was like, oh my God, this guy's beautiful, right? He's going to law school. Mm-hmm. He's great, got a good personality. And after the haircut, he posted on his stories and tagged her. And so then she said, hey, it was really nice meeting you, whatever. And he left her on red on the DM. Mm-hmm. So now, then the mom, Shad, was like, well, let me set you up. I'll tell Anthony. She's like, no. I'm going to shoot your shot with John, Jay, and Rich. So we're going to call Anthony and get him on the phone, right?
And we got to tell you too, Juliet, that you only have 60 seconds to shoot your shot. Once the clock starts, you got to sell yourself in that 60 seconds.
Oh, okay. I think I can do it.
You got this.
Hello?
Good morning. Is Anthony there?
Yeah, speaking. Who is this?
This is the John, Jay, and Rich radio show. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Did I toot something?
Did you toot something? I don't know. Can you toot musical notes? Can you toot songs? Do you know any Harry Styles? Can you toot Watermelon Sugar?
Toot.
Did I toot something? What is this regarding?
Your mother, kind of, a little bit of your mother, and a little bit of, well, we know that you're in law school, so first of all, I want to tell you that you are on the radio, so you're okay with that, right? We don't want you to sue us, so.
Okay.
That's okay. Remember when you went to go get your hair cut with your mom, she set it up with Juliet?
Yeah.
Okay, Juliet, the hairstylist, has come to us, and she wanted us to do this thing that we do on our show now. It's called Shoot Your Shot. So what we're going to do is bring her up on the air, bring you up on the air. So you both will be live on the air. Then we're going to put like a clock, a countdown clock, and she's going to have 60 seconds to sell herself to you, to essentially ask you out and give you reasons why you should say yes. What do you think?
I mean, it's not traditional, but sure.
And your mom's already told her that, you know, you always go out with these bad girls. What did she say, bad girls? What did she call her? She said,
oh, my God.
Nightmare.
Nightmare.
Nightmare girls. And Juliet is not a nightmare girl, even though this could turn into a
nightmare. Nightmare girls. My mom's overreacting, but sure. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so Juliet, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready, Anthony? Once we start the clock, Juliet, it's go time. Are you ready to shoot your shot, Juliet?
Ah, yes, let's do it.
Okay, Anthony, are you ready?
I don't know, I guess.
Juliet's going to shoot her shot all over your face.
Oh, wait.
On your, no. What? No?
No, no.
Well, maybe you guys took it wrong.
I don't think we did.
That's a different guy. You guys are sick.
Different segment.
You guys need to get your mind out of the gutter.
You made me this.
Let's shoot your shot.
Hi. Hi, Anthony. I just want to let you know that I do your mom's hair, if you remember, and I did yours, and you put me on your Instagram. And I was going to say that I think you're very, very sexy, and you're so nice, and I felt like we had great chemistry. And we had a lot of fun together, and I know that you love football, and I love football, too. I make the best buffalo chicken dip. You'll have to try it on Sundays. And I just think that your hair looks really good, and I think I could always make it good if you go on a date with me, or at least we can find out if we have fun together. So let me know what you think, and your mom loves me, and I'm not a nightmare girl.
Did my mom tell you to do this? Did my mom, like, tell you to ask me out?
It depends on if you liked it or not.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Hello?
Anthony?
Yeah. Hi. Which is that?
Hi. Yeah, do you want to go out? Did you like it?
Yeah, no, sure.
I can breathe.
I heard three answers. Yeah, no, sure. Which one?
No, I really, that sounds great. I when you cut my hair, like, I didn't want to be, like, a creep or anything, but I think you're very, I'm attracted to you. But yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, your mom didn't put me up to this. This was my idea, and I understand. This is probably a little crazier than having her ask you out for me, but I figured I would do it my way.
My mom can be a lot, but I mean, I think that's the big first step. If you like my mom, then if you can handle that, then we're all set.
So what would the first date be, Juliet? What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, there is a game on Sunday. If you wanted to maybe do a brunch, we could go watch the game.
Yeah, that's I was just going to watch it alone, so that sounds great to me.
Perfect.
So cute.
Yeah, maybe we need to touch base with you guys on Monday.
Yeah.
And see what happened.
Give them a little quasi-second date update.
Mm-hmm. See if they really shot their shot.
What?
What?
Why would you
shoot their shot?
No. They sound like they have chemistry already.
Yeah, it does. All right, you guys. Congratulations.
Yay.
Shoot your shot. Yay, so cute.
Yay.
Thank you.
Juliet and
Thanks,
Anthony.
Guys.
On a that's Shoot Your Shot with John, Jane, Rich.
Use your phone like an actual phone and call us 877-937-1047. John, Jane, Rich.
We got a couple of secrets, dirty little secrets. We like to sprinkle these in on our show. And we keep you anonymous. We'll give you a superhero name. Dark Phoenix, welcome. What is your dirty little secret?
Okay, my dirty little secret is that when I sign up for, like, promo codes or to enter a sweepstakes, I give my husband's cell phone number instead of mine so that I don't get the spam calls.
Oh, that's cold.
That's so lame.
And he's complained about all these spam calls out of nowhere?
Well, he always gets them, so I figured that they would just, like, blend in with the rest of them. But they started doing this thing where they text your name. Oh. So they'll say, hey, so-and-so, text yes to enter the follow-up sweepstakes. And he's like, why am I getting messages with your name on
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you, Dark Phoenix.
Thank you.
Harley Quinn, what's your dirty little secret?
My dirty little secret is sometimes I will go to the grocery store to the little fresh
bean grinding area, like the coffee bean area, and get a bag of coffee beans and grind them in the store, but which are usually like $9 to $15 a pound. But then I'll go to the self-checkout lane and ring them up as bananas for about 65 cents a pound.
No, man, no.
There's people in hell for that.
Oh, no.
Are you and if I'm feeling really bad, I'll do it with an avocado. Do it with avocado.
Aren't you worried about, like, karma at all?
I'm a caregiver, so no.
Okay. Oh, man, you justify it all in your head.
Yeah. She has so many good karma points. She couldn't possibly spend them all.
Wow. You good.
And the coffee helps you care for people more, right?
It does. It does. It gives you the energy to keep going.
How many times have you done this?
Probably like 5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's a change.
Thank you, Harley Quinn. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Okay, here's what we're going to get into. Let me read you this message. My mom bought a new SUV. 15 days into it, she was in a vehicle crash. Mm. 10 days after it was fixed, a waste company truck was in front of her, and one of the big trash can bin lids broke away from the bin and slammed into her windshield and dumped all the trash into her. She was done. She was selling it, and then she realized in the middle of the VIN number was EYWX. 666.
Oh, no.
She thinks it was the devil's ride. She got rid of it. So we want to know. I almost burped right
there.
Okay. Well, I just had a breakfast burrito that came up in the middle of my pitch. We want to know. What did you get rid of because it was bad luck? It was an absolutely ordinary thing, and you thought it was cursed. 877-937-1047. John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
All right, what did you get rid of because you thought it was bad luck? Let's go to Jackie. She sent me a DM, and as soon as I read hers, I was like, dang. All right, Jackie, what'd you get rid of?
I had to get rid of Indian pottery because I, within a span of 3 months, had bad luck. Had 3 traffic tickets. You guys, I don't get tickets. I just don't. And then I got a sprained ankle. I went through a bad breakup. And then I started having these demonic dreams of either family members getting possessed by demons, or my house was full of demons, and I had to get rid of them.
Well, how did you tie it to the pottery?
Huh?
How did you tie all this bad luck to the pottery itself?
This all happened within 3 months. You guys, this just doesn't happen.
See?
Oh.
Thanks, Jackie.
And her phone got out.
Ashley.
Maybe her bad luck's not over.
What did you get rid of because it was bad luck?
So me and my fiance had to get rid of his mattress. When we first started dating, he has a really like troubled and checkered past, and he had this mattress for like 10 years. So like any time that I would stay the night, both he and I would have the same exact nightmare of the same exact demonic figure.
Oh, that's so creepy.
No.
Yeah, like literally, like I would describe it to him, and he was just like, "That is exactly what I saw." Like it wasn't. And so, whenever we were moving, I'm just like, "That thing is not passing the threshold of our new house. Like that thing is going straight to the dumpster." And I did not let him take it with him.
And that stopped the dreams.
Yeah, and then the dream stopped.
Did you guys ever discuss the possibility that it wasn't a dream, that you both had woken up and actually seen something?
Yes, both of us are more sensitive to the paranormal, so we're both convinced that it was definitely something from his past that was still haunting him.
Oh, that's scary.
I think you just move. Don't even worry about the mattress. Just move altogether.
Yeah, I break up with him.
we went through and we like blessed the house. We staged it. We went through like doing scripture and prayer just to, like get rid of any like negative energy that we could find.
I would have gone through so many things before I got to the mattress.
Yeah, how do you know what's the bad luck?
I would have been like, get rid of that lamp, get rid of that whatever. Like, never everything. Would I have said. I mean, a mattress is so heavy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I would have been like, it was so heavy.
It was
Let's
the
do
only
it again.
Thing that he had kept through all the bad things that had gone on in his life. So I was convinced it was the mattress, that it had just soaked up all that energy.
Well, like you said, you both were sensitive to like the paranormal activity stuff. So if something was telling you that it was a mattress, you probably knew.
Thanks, Ashley.
Yep.
Emily, what did you get rid of because you thought it was bad luck?
So I had to get rid of a ring that my cousin gave me, and it's kind of a weird story. He was with his girlfriend for like 6 whole years, and everybody in the family thought that they were like destined to get married. And then on year 6 for Christmas, the whole family's together, and he gets her a ring, but it's very clearly like not an engagement ring, and there was no proposal, which everybody in the room was definitely expecting a proposal. And you know, like there was no center diamond or whatever. It was just like a normal like ring band with some cute little things in it. And so she was pissed, and Christmas was ruined. And then a few months later, they broke up, and he randomly tells me, hey, so-and-so like wanted you to have this ring, which to this I believe, because that's just a little weird. But it was gorgeous, so I wore it. And then my dating life like sucked for like 2.5 years. It was just awful. And it wasn't bad before then. And then I took it off one day, and a couple months later, I met my now husband at my same cousin's wedding to his like now wife, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm convinced that the ring was just like bad, was a bad omen, was bad, because as soon as I took it off, things obviously got better, and that ring was no good.
Emily tells a story just like the narrator of Bly Manor, when she just lays out the whole thing.
So what'd you do with the ring?
Well, funny you should ask, because yesterday I was like, you know, I wonder if I still have that thing. Because I'm kind of a hoarder, like Kyle, like we just keep everything.
Yeah.
And I found the ring in, you know, like boxes that the jewelry comes in. Just like random boxes, the little tiny ones.
Yeah.
I only have like 10 or 15 of those stowed away in my bathroom. And the ring was in one of them. And I was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
So now
my husband said this morning, he was like, we should take that to a pawn shop.
Yeah. Pawn shop? No, you need to drop that in a volcano. Go all Lord of the Rings.
Just burn it.
Thanks, Emily.
Yep. Bye.
Lucius. Or Luscious. Lucius?
It's only Luscious to the ladies, John.
Hey. Lucius.
Yes, sir.
So, what did you do?
So, I have like a macabre sense of style, skulls, and death and stuff, and I've tried to see ghosts and found all my whole life, and I will pay more for stuff that has 666 or 13.
You're crazy.
So, just a quick story. When I was in the military, I was stationed in Groton, Connecticut, and there was a rumor going around there's a broken down insane asylum right next to where the submarine military base is. So, me and my buddies, you know, we'd have a few cocktails and we would drive our cars over there and we'd hide them in the bushes off to the side of the road, and we would sneak, like military style, like get on our bellies and crawl to where there was like a hole in the sub-basement wall, and we would go in there, and it was pitch black, and it was like an abandoned insane asylum. And we would go in there, and like my friends would be like flashlights and stuff, and I would go to like the darkest corner and turn off my flashlight and just sit there and wait and look and see if I could see anything. But it was really cool. Like, I had like a stadium in there, and all the medical records were left in there. It was like really cool. So, like, I'm into that kind of stuff, and I've tried to see stuff like that, but unfortunately, still haven't seen anything.
You're crazy, man.
Yeah.
You are crazy. Right. I guess it's the ones that are looking for it. They don't find it. It's us innocent people. They come find us.
They don't want to see it.
Dang, dude. All right, thanks for calling.
Right, it's like mine.
You're crazy.
Definitely.
Like, if I get gas and there shows up with a 666 something, I will get more gas.
Yeah,
sure.
I will let it overflow.
And there's no reason to go into an abandoned insane asylum and stand in the darkest corner. That's just nuts.
Ree, tell us about something that was bad luck. You got rid of it.
Oh, it's rye, by the way.
Rye. Okay. Well, here. Rye would be how do you spell rye?
R-I. Like high.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it would be Ree.
No, that's okay. No problem. Everybody makes that mistake. Oh. Anyway, my brother had gone to Hawaii in November and brought back some black sand from one of the black sand beaches over there. And when he brought it into my mom's house about a day later, she lost her purse. and my other brother, who was living with her to help take care of her, he lost his car keys, and I went to visit him, and I got a flat, and so I told him that he needed to take that black sand and send it back to Hawaii because Pele is pissed, because the goddess Pele of Hawaii doesn't like anybody to take any rocks or sand from her islands. And when you send them back, then whatever bad luck has happened to you goes away. And so he sent it back, and probably not more than half an hour or so after he took it out of the house, my middle brother found his keys where they were actually were, but he'd looked for them over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then my mom found her purse in the place where she always keeps it, but it was gone, you know, during that time when she had the sand there, and everything basically returned back.
And then your tire went and the air got back in. Well, Reed, that is crazy. You know what? I've said this before. My dad's a tour guide. Never, ever, ever take anything, ever, from another place. No. Nothing.
Believe
no.
that.
No. A postcard, anything. That's it.
Yeah. Especially Hawaii, because Pele doesn't like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Rye. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good day, man.
You too, bro. Oh, man. All right. So, I'm telling you, somebody messaged me and said that they had a t-shirt that they got rid of because every time she wore a t-shirt, she wore the t-shirt, then her husband asked for a divorce. She wore the t-shirt and her mom died. She wore the t-shirt. Yes. She's like, I got rid of the t-shirt.
Oh, no. Yeah. You burned that. Yeah.
All right. So now we got to get into what Kyle, would you call it a new habit of yours that's frustrating your husband?
It's frustrating, but it's almost kind of embarrassing to talk about.
Good. We'll get into that next, John Dane Rich.
Blow us up on text if you want. You can even troll us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John Jane Rich.
All right. So, Kyle, you got a new thing you're doing that's upsetting your husband at night?
Yeah. In the last couple of years, when we go to bed, you know, we cuddle a little bit and he sleeps with his shirt off. And so I discovered this thing that fascinates me, and it's kind of fun at the same time, that if I stick my middle finger in his belly button and kind of like tap, it makes like a noise. Uh-huh. And it's really fun to do. And he's told me over the last couple of years that it's kind of annoying, but it's like fun for me, so he's fine with it. But I don't know, maybe like in the last month or so, it's morphed into I go and I do that every night, and I go pop, 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 pop. His belly button. And then lately, I've just been resting my finger in his belly button. And last night, he was like, okay, I've had it. With what? He goes, look, the tapping is one thing, but I feel like you're literally sticking your finger inside my stomach, and I don't like it. I was like, but you're a physical touch. You love it. It's physical touch. You don't like this? And he's like, no, I do not. And then I realized at that point how annoying I was to him.
It wasn't a couple of days or weeks. He's been telling you for years.
You've been doing it for years?
But the tap thing, yeah, the tap thing I've been doing for a couple of years. He said he didn't really love it, but like he's fine with it. Like it didn't bother him enough to the point where he went off on me last night. So I guess I'm not going to be doing that anymore.
Blake and I do the same thing, but it's not my belly button.
Don't.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what's funny, though, about the belly button? If you feel your belly button, like if you really, do you ever stick your finger and tickle your belly button? Like, can you?
Not my own.
I don't know if it's different to girls.
I know what Scott's feels like.
Your own. Have you ever felt your own belly button? Like, if you really do it, it like, go in there and push it, feel, it like tickles your butthole.
What?
Man, like you stick it in there. Seriously. Or it's in there. Something happens.
You lie.
He's not wrong.
I swear to you.
He's not wrong.
What
stick
do you mean?
Stick your finger in your belly button and it goes, something happens. Because think about it. Your umbilical cord, it's connected to something down in there. Mm-hmm. They got to feed you. It's got to come in and out somehow.
Some kind of nerve channel. He's right.
There's something, I'm telling you.
And beyond, I think. I beyond.
I'm just, like sometimes that's why it's such a tickly thing. Are you an innie or outie? Like, I'm an innie.
Innie.
You go in, you stick your finger, and then you go like, if you keep doing it, it's like, you feel it. You feel organs move. Mm-mm. That's probably what your husband's probably like, what the hell? You're playing with my butthole. I'm sure we can have a doctor explain that to us.
It changes everything.
My grandpa, my opa, my grandfather from Mexico used to say, unscrew your belly button and your butt will fall off. Did he tell you that? And I was paranoid.
That's hilarious.
All right, we're going to play a game. It's called What's in the Box? Oh. We all have to play, so we got a box set up here, and this is going to be pretty scary. We're all going to stick our hands into a box. We have no idea what's in the box. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're going to play What's in the Box. Nicole is our contestant. Hello, Nicole.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. So what's in the box? We have a box. Bill, do you want to explain what's going on with What's in the Box?
You're doing great.
Okay.
So far you said we've got a box.
There's something in the box.
There is something in the box, and there's a hole in the box. And each of you on the show here, John Jay, Rich, Kyle, and Suzette, will be placing your hand inside the box. You will be then returning to your positions here at your microphones, and then you'll have a chance to guess what's in the box. Where's my cough button?
You can just cough.
Sorry. Yeah, I have no idea what that was.
Where's my cough button? Press the button and you let go.
You got very close.
You let go of the button and then cough into the microphone.
You let go of yours and then coughed into my mic right next to
That's what's
to
in
you.
The box. He's going to cough on your hand.
Oh, no.
Okay. Ew.
All right. So if one of you matches, or not if you matches, if one of you guesses it correctly, then... She wins.
Okay. Oh, Nicole, we're so we've never lost this game. Somebody's always gotten it, except for the times that we missed.
Okay,
so let's go around the room.
Which is not it? I call him last.
I'm last.
Rich,
I call
Kyle,
last.
Not
it.
We're gonna
Rich
go. Is Rich,
first. I already said I'm last.
Rich, I just said not
Kyle,
it.
Kyle, John Jay. That's the order.
Okay.
All right, Rich, go ahead over to the box.
Will
Rich,
you is tell me what to do.
Step.
You need to take off your not leather jacket.
Over to the.
What
box.
If you get something on your arm?
Yeah, you don't want anything on that jacket, do you?
It's all right, yeah.
It's all right, he says. He can afford another jacket. All right, Rich's hand is going inside the box.
Okay.
He says K.
Oh, yeah! Okay.
Okay.
Oh, is it alive?
Okay, give me... I,
it better not be alive.
All right, Rich. Rich, head on back to your position.
Warm and slimy is what
I'm saying.
No clues.
Don't help him out. No clues. No clues. Suzette, you are next.
I'm next. Oh, this game gives me anxiety.
Rich just described our old program director.
That's how we had him in our phone.
Wow.
All right. Suzette is
he in the box?
I don't
want to
do
don't
it.
Put your wedding ring hand in. Put your put your right hand in.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you touching it there?
Ew, Delaney. You pushed my hand in.
Yeah, Delaney will give you assistance. Delaney will give you assistance if you need your hand.
What is that?
It's sort of
exactly. That's what we're trying to find out, Suzette. Very good. So you'll have a chance to guess here in a second. Kyle, it's your turn. Yep, roll up those sleeves, Kyle. Walk over to the box.
I hate this game. so much.
But everybody loves it, right? Everybody loves it. Everybody loves what's in the box.
Okay.
All right, Kyle,
so
here we go.
2 seconds ago, I was like...
Yeah. I don't think you're going to like it.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
I say pass. Pass.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Is her hand in it, Delaney? It is? Oh, yeah.
A little different than having your finger in a belly button, isn't it?
Oh my goodness.
All right. Kyle, come on back. John Jay, you are the fourth and final contestant.
I don't know how I feel right now.
Put your hand in the box.
Ready?
John Jay's hand is going inside the box.
Okay.
All right, you got it?
Is his hand in, Delaney?
Okay.
I think you like it. Okay. Whoa.
I think he likes it.
Yeah, he's enjoying this a little too much.
Oh my God, what? What? Why? 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 Why, Delaney? Why?
Delaney's gagging.
Look at Delaney's
get your there. Hand out of that box.
I need to wipe it.
Go sit down, John Jay.
Wow, this reminds me of.
No. Stop.
All right, come on back. Well, come on back, John Jay. It's enough time. It's enough time in the box.
You really got in there. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness, you're making a mess.
Let's give our
more towels.
Let's give our guesses, and then John Jay, if you want, you can go back to the box.
Fortunately, I can't smell, but I can see.
All right. Rich, let's start with you. Your guess of what is in the box?
Well, it's either a bunch of slimy worms or perhaps I felt a little tinge of it could be pasta. So I'm going to say it's Kraft mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is guess number one. Suzette?
I'm going to say Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe is the guess from Suzette. Kyle?
I think it's chili.
Chili is the guess from Kyle. John Jay, your guess for what's in the box?
Okay, my guess, but just feeling it, was I thought it was this product that we got sent yesterday, this oatmeal mush, which I thought was phenomenal. And because I felt little hard things in it, I thought maybe it was the blueberries. Because I saw there was a blueberry one, but I didn't have it. But then when Delaney freaked out and only gave me a small napkin when I had it covered all over me, and I pulled it out and I see brown, I thought it was baby poop. But I thought, how would she get baby poop from there? And I can't smell anything. But then Rich said Sloppy Joe. So I'm thinking it's some sort of ground beef because my arm is covered in brownness.
Oh, I didn't say Sloppy Joe. I said mac and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, you said Sloppy Joe. Okay, sloppy correction. Joe. Whoever said it. I said Sloppy Joe. So I see brownness all over me. So I'm going to, in order to stay ethical, I'll go with my oatmeal.
Okay. But oatmeal I smell is the guess from chili. John Jay. All right, here we go. So it is Halloween season. It is October. And who wouldn't mind warming up this weekend with a hearty bowl of chili?
Yeah!
Kyle gets it the bowl of the winner!
The beans!
Oh, no, I got chili over my mask.
You are a mess.
John Jay and Rich.
I want Grant, can you come up here? Because I want Grant, as soon as we talk to Tracy real quick, I want Grant to explain something that I brought up on the air the other day. But first, Tracy. Okay, so.
Yes, hello.
You got a ghost in your house?
I think we do.
What's going on?
So, over a period of time, we've had weird instances happen where you can't explain it. Something happened, you're like, oh, that was weird. And, so some of the things that we've been experiencing is we've seen, you know, shadows. My daughter has seen a figure at the foot of her bed before. We've woken up to the TV being on in the living room. And something really weird happened just the other night. We were out in our garage, and we were at the part of the garage where the garage doors open. And we have these, you know, those six-foot tables that you fold up. We have a couple of those leaning against the wall in the garage, and all of a sudden we heard this crash in the garage, and we're like, what was that? So we go to see what fell, and both of those tables that were leaning against the wall had been knocked over. Ooh. No explanation how that could happen. And there's been an incident where I was sleeping one night, and sometimes my daughter will come in the middle of the night for whatever reason, and wake me up by just, you know, poking my arm. And that happened to me one night. Excuse me. And I thought it was her trying to wake me up, but nobody was in my room.
Oh, I would be so scared.
Nah.
Yeah, everything you said before, I was trying to come up with an answer for, like probably a squirrel or that knocked over the stuff or a mouse or a cat or whatever. But now, like, being poked and no one there? Mm-mm. That's a ghost. Sorry.
Yeah, no one there. And you know, as a mom, you're just automatic, you know, what's happening, what's wrong? And there was nobody there.
Right. Yeah, it's haunted. All right, Tracy. Good luck.
Yeah, you may want to get that blessed or something.
We hope you make it through Halloween. Yeah.
All right, holy the other water. Day, I brought up on the air the body farm. Somebody sent me a TikTok video of this body farm, right? Remember I told you guys there's a place that hit bodies and stuff? And then I guess someone just sent me the link to a book about the body farm. And then Grant, who grew up in a funeral home, was just walking by the studio. And I said, hey, you ever heard of the body farm? And I can't believe I didn't run it by him already. Because what did he say? Yeah, of course. The one, you know, he knew everything about it. So I said to fill you guys in, because I only knew bits and pieces, what do you know about the body farm?
Well, the body farm is, for scientific purposes, basically people who donate their bodies to science. It used to be in Tennessee. I don't know where it is now.
It's still there.
Okay. So it used to be acres and acres of fenced off land. And what they do is they just take a body who's been donated to science and they just dump it in a field. And they put it in different type of conditions, cornfields, water, some submerged under dirt, some submerged under this much dirt. every variant you can think of. So there's hundreds, maybe thousands of bodies just out in Tennessee.
Isn't that crazy?
I've been trying to get into the
body farm. Of course
body,
you have. You should get them that for Christmas. You get a tour of the body farm.
Like Disneyland.
No,
you probably don't have to wear a mask.
It is so difficult to get into the body farm.
Why?
It's almost impossible.
What about it's a corpse?
I've got friends who are, funeral directors with a podcast, and they have like the biggest podcast for funeral directors, and they can't even get in. Right. And they're like,
This is the kind of stuff that thrills me.
I was just gonna say that's the best thing you can say to John Jay to have him be on it.
And the crazy thing is they don't clean up. Like the whole point is to see how long in different places, different conditions it takes for bodies to decompose. So if you have a disease, they'll be like, this person with this disease decomposes this way, and then they come out and photograph you almost every day, that sort of thing. It's a really, really intense.
Are they driving around like Jurassic Park vehicles?
They have like the golf carts, or they used to, and they have the heavy duty. I don't know. They're like the heavy duty golf carts.
How many thousands of bodies do you need to study how it decomposes?
You're always learning something new, and you also realize, oh, here are the things we didn't pay attention to when this body was decomposing.
You've always talked about the stench of bodies.
Yeah. Acres and acres.
Dead people.
Ooh.
You know what would be smart if they did open it up for Halloween and did like a not a haunted house but a haunted body farm field. That place would be packed.
I don't know why Tennessee doesn't charge people to come in and then give that money back to the state or something like that, because you could make so much money from weirdos like me who just want to come hang
those
out.
Those bodies don't have clothes on?
Some do, some don't.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I probably feel like it wouldn't be respectful to the dead people that donated their body for science, not entertainment.
And why would you want to see that, Grant? You've seen dead bodies before that have flipped you out.
I just think it would be awesome to see that. I mean, the scope. It's just like what you'd see that would surprise you. You'd learn something in the process. You'd have to have like a pretty refined eye like I do for dead people.
Oh, you think it would just be blended in? You couldn't tell?
No, I mean, it would probably be like, you would just be like, oh my God, every 2 seconds. So maybe if you're really paying attention to things, it might be interesting.
That's a lot of Fabuloso you need to clean that place up.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that amazing? The whole time that's existed. And we
crazy.
Didn't know.
Schwande.
Schwande trip.
That's all you, brother. That's all you.
I'll make a call, Grant. I'll get you in. Woo! At some point. I gotta know somebody that knows somebody.
So awesome.
And then you'll never come back. What happened to Grant? Went to the body farm. Never saw him again. JohnJayandRich.com.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to JohnJayandRich.com.